All right, so this is our first ever talkback.
Yeah.
Hello and welcome to the Looters Talk. Welcome to the Looters Talkback, because I don't have to do my British accent for the talkback.
All right, well, that was some crazy shit that went down.
You were mad.
Fun. You are still mad.
It was. I mean, it went all over the place.
We had all the emotional beats.
Oh my god!
The way you're clutching the side of your chair right now is like I just. Ugh. We did that. That happened.
Well, started with a gunfight, and
we haven't had a gunfight in a while, too.
No,
and
Calix.
I mean, historically, those never turn out well for us.
Except for the one in the club. That one turned out really well.
Yes, it did. Yes, it did.
That one was good.
Is that really a shootout or just a misfire?
Misfire, Levi, you got shot a little bit.
Yeah, I got peppered a little bit.
And Calix got iced.
Dude, well, I was not expecting that.
I wasn't either. So they rolled almost 30 points of damage.
I could tell, like, every roll you were doing.
Yeah, your reactions.
I was like,
Matthew was processing.
I was like, how are
all
four? I was like, yeah. I was like, how are all four of these guys going to hit? And then they all did 5 or more damage.
That's crazy.
And he was injured from the previous fight. So
I can't believe that. You know what's crazy? Because, like, he was not even in the show for
he was only in so much.
But it's like crazy because he affected all of us so much in that short amount of time, even with like all the controversy that we were all feeling about him. And then like for him to die like that.
Oh, he's definitely good. His death will definitely affect El Capitan.
Literally
might change her potentially, speaking about character arcs. I don't know. Oh my god. And then I have to confront you about it.
That's I mean, that'll be an interesting conversation because, like, I don't know. Like Artie's a pretty repressed guy when it comes to this sort of stuff now. I think that's how he kind of learned to deal with all of the trauma that he's been through on the first planet. Gats. Is just to like start repressing and just being like, whatever, this is how the world works. Go, 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 go.
Hashtag facts.
And now, and so I think like in Artie's brain, he's immediately just already being like, Calix died. He's an adventurer. He's a person that lives in a danger. El Capitan was in danger. This mob boss was like trying to kill her. And so she was defending herself. So we came over here and we saved El Capitan's life. And Calix gave his life to save El Capitan's life.
Yeah. I was going to bring it back to that too. Like, because he was in there for so short amount of time and he like died willing for you guys. It was like, crazy.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, it felt very like him trying to like make up stuff to me.
Yeah. He's like, no, I'm your brother, you know?
Yeah.
I couldn't be the brother you need to back up.
But I could be the brother. Stop. Don't do that to me right now.
It always comes full circle.
I also appreciate that he like died and shit didn't slow down.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, as a player, I didn't have to like slow down and process the death, you know, sort of thing. Like that's gonna come, you know. But for right now, it's just kind of like, okay, I see that, and that's happened, and now, okay, Levi, go hack us out of here. You know,
you literally said that. You were like, we have a lot of shit to process, and we will do that later.
Yeah, we'll
but you are gonna do. You need to program this now.
I mean, eventually the far-reaching effects of that on the entire galaxy.
No, it's going to be a huge political update.
No, it's a huge deal. What just happened?
Where are we right now? Are we Martian conglomerate? No, we're Free Planet Alliance. Free Planet Alliance. Interesting.
See, and that means nothing to me.
Yeah.
That means
well,
nothing
without,
to
without,
me.
Well, without, like, I mean, there's nothing declared yet, but the situation that's currently in play is that it was Calix who was a IE agent that started the ember of the Free Planet Alliance versus the Martian conglomerate, which is fake. And you guys have the you and a couple other people have that information. And then now the Free Planet Alliance has killed the biggest IE. Like,
are we
nervous
that they're gonna like figure out, like, they have his body now. Like, are they gonna do, like, are they gonna be like, oh, we know who this is? Like,
they're definitely gonna know who he is. Like, he's not like Artie is a little less recognizable because I grew a beard and my hair out and stuff like that, but he's like plastered over the news all the time. He's the prince, flies around the empire doing
this
shit.
Is gonna fuck us up.
So is the Free Planet Alliance gonna
meanwhile
that, like the prince died on their planet, or
or is it gonna get covered up?
Is it gonna?
Because as far as they know, Kallax is just gone right
gone.
Now.
Gone.
He doesn't know where he is.
And when we were talking to Kallax earlier, he was talking about how like he like I was like kind of like I haven't heard that on the news that you're like abdicating your throne,
yeah,
and he's kind of like, yeah, well, it's secret still. So, like, the idea that he's even stepping down as a prince is still like not an open thing, which is really great for Dimitri Umbrick, the emperor, because like now instead of having his son like go be AWOL, that's my dad.
Okay, great,
that's my dad.
We just fuck that guy, so we don't call him father or what?
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 We called him Dimitri. So
oh,
I
Dimitri
didn't know if
Umbrick,
it wasn't
yeah.
like.
That's my. That's like that. My name's Ronan Dimitri Umbrick because the Dimitri is from my father.
Right, but you called him by his name and you didn't call him dad.
Oh, I didn't. Yeah,
and I thought that was significant.
Mm. He was a very distant man.
Yeah. Daddy issues.
Yeah.
Well, shit.
That I mean, yeah, I don't know what to say to any of that. Like I was just. These are, I mean, this was crazy.
Probably the most shocking stuff we've ever done.
Yeah.
We say that all the time.
Well, that
just
was something that I
shocking.
Wasn't prepared for at all.
Yeah.
Like on Gats, I was like, Ghost Fox might die here. Mark Quint might die here. Like, hopefully the characters won't die here. Like,
I like for quite a while, like was like actually like kind of certain that like it was like I was like, oh, we're kind of fucked right now. Like I did not like feel like a glimmer of hope like whatsoever there for like at the top of the sequence, especially like right after Kallax gets popped and we're going back in there. I had just gotten shot. I just felt this is it. Like this is it was very
good.
Real in that moment.
Good.
Well, Matthew, don't put an eject button in my ship.
Don't you blame me for this.
This is all your fault, Matt, for saying there's an eject button.
I resent that.
You're the one that rolled higher.
I know.
I feel like Theo is never going to want to have a day alone again. She's going to be like,
never again.
I need to be with one of you at all points.
I'm traumatizing you guys into never splitting the party.
That's
yeah.
I was like, wow, it's such a great day. What's going on?
Hey.
What?
And you called. I love that you chose Levi to call. You
I
know,
was like,
from like.
Who's the most responsible? Like, who would pick up?
Yeah.
I
picked up.
Levi.
You did.
He was like, ah. Yeah, hell. Did I call Sam? I didn't know.
Yeah, wait, where is Sam? Oh,
he's getting medical supplies. He's at a meeting.
This guy's gained like a whole skill on each planet we've been to. Yeah. He's like now a full fledged person and is more capable than any of us.
Yeah. Yes.
He like started some sort of charity for orphans. And he's like, all right, Sam, get back on the ship. We're leaving.
He was just a boy.
He was just a boy when we started.
When we met him.
The floaty backpack on Gladys.
Floaty backpack on Gladys.
But that was
us combining our two brain cells.
Yeah.
You know, like.
Well, no, you suggested it.
Oh, wait,
he suggested
two brain cells.
I just had it on my body.
Two brain
crazy.
Cells.
Yeah.
One
there's going to be one day when you fail a program check without the reroll, and it's going to be
catastrophic.
Ooh.
Yeah.
What an interesting episode.
I had it mechanically in my head that if you failed at any point, you roll a mental saving throw. Mm. I was just like, I failed. We're fucked. What do I do?
Yeah.
Like, just
I'm glad you threw a lot of those in there because I felt like, yeah, it helped me know what to take my direction. I felt like I was like, okay, like – I have control of my body. Okay. Like that's something.
Yeah. 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 That was something I was playing with is like, how do we do a like mental breakdown, like that, like a PTSD basically breakdown, in a way that, you know, is as respectful as can be, which is like, let the dice decide.
Yeah.
So what is like the main thing like for Levi that he's like struggling with right now? I'm kind of a little lost on it.
No.
Clear that up for us.
I think for him, like a lot of it's like a big morality issue in terms of like understanding.
Can you not tell? Well, he's going through a bunch of.
I can tell he's going through a bunch of things, but yeah, but I don't like specifically like what are the moments that you're still like dwelling on in your brain.
Well, I again, like as I was like talking in the like when we had the question for like the most impactful moment, I'm definitely thinking a lot about the Collect 100. Scene is definitely like running a lot through my brain and kind of just this like I don't know. I feel like the world was a lot like it was like we do like, you know, and you invoked it one time because I said it in like the first fucking episodes, but like the revolution will cost many lives, you know? Yeah. And it's like kind of dealing with the ramifications of like, oh, like what is necessary death and unnecessary death and looking at how we played it and yeah, just being very confused and muddied on that. And I feel like Levi having his day off for me was like a really big like, oh, I have to like sit and like, I don't know. Levi's always going forward. He's moving, right, moving. Now he's like sitting there and he's like, oh, like I can't justify my own existence doing nothing right now, you know? And so I have to do something. And then like in the, not like with the betting thing, it was kind of like that, just that need to be there. Yeah. It's weird. Cause it, like, I feel like the inner conflict for me right now, like that's really weird is cause like, with the whole betting thing, it felt to me like I was, I like again, like going for like the this like kind of thrill to like fill this yeah. void, so I don't have to think about this thing, and then kind of just chasing that, and then Gladys pulled me off today, and then that was again another sobering moment where I'm like, you know, really sitting in it and stewing it and not knowing what to do, and then. Oh, for Levi, because Levi's always been like a very action-driven kind of person. Where it's like, I want to do this, I want to do that. To like be confronted because of the ambiguity that he sees in the world now, to not know what decision to make, to not know where to go with it.
Yeah, that's true. Especially like from the first like adventures and stuff. I feel like Levi was the one that's like, well, they need help, so we should help them.
Yeah,
you know, very black and white.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's been very fun seeing the muddiness of everything.
Yeah. It's everything's so dirty right now. Yeah. So dirty.
Thick.
Yeah. But it's, I mean, well, because like it could have easily gone as like a classic Dungeons and Dragons thing where it's like, we're the heroes and we're going to stop the bad guys. And like it becomes very cut and dry. And it's like, I mean, I'm very grateful that it didn't go that way because I think it makes it so much more interesting than being like, how do you deal with this?
Well, yeah.
Like, because like at the end of the day, like, I don't know, I love the history of all these crazy revolutions and things in real life. And it's like, yeah, but who are those people that had to deal with that? Like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
And
so many people dying around you.
Yeah. And like, I mean, again, going back to Andor, like, that's that's a huge inspiration for this, just canonically. Like, the
Stellan Skarsgård fucking monologue. Dude.
It's just like, yeah, that's it. Like, eventually, it's you commit your life and all of your actions towards this idea that
so much bigger than yourself.
And it means it's like, no matter how it has to be done and whatever horrible conniving ways I have to achieve it, I will achieve it because at the end of the day, the means justify the ends.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, let's see it. Like, let's really see.
That's good.
And then
the journey.
Well, there was obviously this whole thing of like, hey, there's a potential looming galactic war. Like, how is that going to shake out? And it's like, oh, the thing that happened in Tartarus is a second piece to now what just happened, which is like, it's just crazy. Like, again, not something planned. And I was just like, oh, he has to be dead. Like, I can't give him plot armor to get him out of here. Like, he's dead. It makes sense that he's getting shot at. Like, he's done. And now we'll see how it all shakes out. But
wow.
Yeah.
Okay, I've got an El Capitan question.
Mm. Shoot.
So,
bam.
The ejection button choice. Walk us through that one.
The giant choice.
It just was like an impulsive decision. I don't know. I wish I could tell you more that it's to like fuck around, but I think that's just like my crazy little deviant brain being like, do it. I don't know. It's obviously like I enjoy these games because when the stakes are high, they're high, and I like that. I love the thrill. I'm in it to die, I guess. Not
it's
really.
A parallel between us.
Yeah. Like it's really fun. However, though, as a human being and like trying to immerse myself in like the reality of the world, like to see my friends have to now pick up the pieces for the mess that I've made is devastating. Like it sucks. I don't want to be my character at this point. So it's like, that's the reality of being that kind of character. So we'll explore that later.
Yeah, because yeah, I don't feel like that's happened yet before, where you did something so crazy that has ripple affected so much.
Yeah.
Well, because it hasn't like directly hurt anybody in your party.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
It's like sort of, you know, it's however they feel about it is on them. But this is like, oh, no, somebody got killed.
Mm-hmm.
Not just somebody.
Yeah, not just somebody. Yeah, I was thinking today when we were talking actually in the question, I was like, this almost feels like we've gotten through the prologue of your character. Like, yeah. Like with what just happened, it's like, oh, no, this was almost the first arc in a way, like of the real stuff that happened with you guys, which it's crazy.
Yeah. So how does this affect like the timeline for you, Matt, in terms of like what you had planned out?
Loosely? I think timing-wise – so I – okay, so – I don't think timing-wise it affects things too much in regards to how many total sessions it will be. I have like two things that I want to have happen between now and the end of this arc. Mm. Not specific things to happen, but situations to be in that can then be rolled for, and we'll see how it goes with two very clear paths about what happens, you know, depending on how the roles go. And then from there – with this idea of there being season two and all of that as well, of like how much of a jump happens after that. Mm. Like there's a part of me in my brain
like
that
a jump like, between seasons.
Jump between
a time.
Yeah.
How
like
much time?
Which is like, hey, something. Something like we finish this arc, it goes
Leo
like,
goes on their
the
tour or something.
Ah!
Yeah.
This is up.
Well,
wait, that's
in
exciting.
In a way, this actually
But you know what's going to happen? Matt's going to be like, okay, we're going to take like a 3 to 5 years or something like that in between this and the next one. What do you guys do? And then we'll have to go day by day.
Yeah, every single day to write all the history. No, I'm already thinking in my head like ways of rolling to make that happen, to make that be like, hey, this is what happened with your character really rapidly. Depending on how things shake out, it might be like, oh, hey, at the end of this, like the Galactic War has started and you've all make it off this planet and... like you had to go hide, like something like that. Like you try to hide and like then, hey, we'll see you in a year, something like that.
Oh, that sounds super fun.
Which in a way almost extend, like can, it could extend how much stuff I have planned. Cause like,
yes.
Yeah, well, yeah. And maybe in a good way, like maybe in a way that can actually be seasoned and like maintain, you know, a real big story, but like that we'll have to see. There's a lot of stuff that has to happen, but that's actually a possibility now because sort of like the intent that I had was that the looming threat was that you guys would be responsible for starting the next intergalactic war. Like it would be like, hey, if you don't get this information of like now that this has happened and like this will
now
be
we just did it.
Yeah. Well, like we ignited that motherfucker.
Yeah, well, like you had this information that would be able to stop it. And if you're able to get it into the hands of the right people.
Is it Sky?
What happened on the Tardis.
Oh, right.
Like who is directly
Sky
responsible?
Sky is just a whole other thing. That
Sky
I just
is
don't
a whole. Sky is a whole other thing that will.
Oh, so many things.
That powder. That fuse.
And she's
is
like
slowly
flipping
burning.
Her switch on us. She was giving me attitude. She was totally. She was like being so cold. I was like, "Girl, I'm not fighting with you right now."
You're like, "I'm running. I'm working on my sprint times." And
she is a robot.
And so now that like there's. It happens and it will happen in some way. Like there is some way in some fashion in which this information will get out and something's going to happen. It kind of opens up a wealth of opportunities because then now the big problem that you guys had doesn't actually exist anymore. Mm. Now it becomes a question of dealing with another big problem, which is admittedly Sky. It's like, what the fuck is going on there? So
I feel like not that we're saying we're like ending the season now, but I do think it's been a good... it's like the lore, I guess, of like how these people are being made, because a lot of us hadn't like killed anyone till this point, correct?
What?
We hadn't like shot anyone
I
or
killed
anyone
in the first episode,
I'm pretty sure.
No, I'm sorry. I
before our adventures together.
Before our adventures together,
a
whole.
Yeah, no.
So it's very interesting. Like it
I killed them
in the
first episode.
That was the first thing I actually did in this podcast.
So it's like the making of who have we become.
Well, that's why I said it. Like, almost feels like the end of the prologue of like you guys as a crew finally coming together as a crew. And it's like, okay, how do you guys deal with shit?
Now we've all changed and adapted to one another.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But it's really cool seeing, well, because like one of my big fears with this whole thing was like, hey, I want to do this crazy space opera, big narrative thing. And like, have it be big and vast, and but like have the four of y'all's characters and your arcs be the central piece, because like that's at the end of the day what's most interesting, because like increasingly so these become real people. And I've just been very impressed by how all of you have had it diverge and develop in different ways and coming to certainly what feels like an inflection point in this near future here, which is which is very exciting.
That's all felt very natural, very yes, Andy. Very
yes, Andy. Andy. Yeah. Hi, Andy.
I can't believe Calix got killed. Unbelievable.
We'll never forget.
It's great though. I think it's like
It's great.
No, I think it's like a really interesting arc to open up. It's not what we expected, but I think it's like super.
It's kind of perfect.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like now that I've had a moment to process and like think what this actually means, I'm like, this is the best possible timing for this thing to happen. Like, I'm so glad this character that I was like planning on having be a big important player is now dead, and we don't ever know anything about him and anything.
And I just love my relationship arc with him too. Now, like, it's just like so like got to like bond and like got to like really feel like brothers for a moment. And now he's gone. I get that.
If you like wrote that out with that end goal in mind, it would come out so like cliche and like corny.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like, but there's no it's like so unexpected.
It wasn't supposed
that's
to happen
so
at all.
Now you're gonna have brother issues,
or maybe a lot.
Familial issues.
But I think I just have issues. I just wanted to talk about Theo a bit because we didn't talk about Theo too much yet, and I like the choice he made about like Winix, like talking to Winix and kind of being like, I tell him everything. But we're going to cut to after I did that.
Yeah, I like that a lot. Yeah. I like that a lot.
I gave you a little bit.
Yeah.
I gave you a little something.
Still kept
something.
It a little ambiguous.
Of course
we
I did.
Yeah.
I'm serious. Do you think Theo's about to crack soon? Like we're going to learn more about what's going on?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. Yeah. Theo has just had a really hard life. I feel like I don't know how to explain it. I do obviously know how to explain it. It's just like, so I think there's this thing with Theo where she, I don't know if it's like, it's not imposter syndrome. It's just like, she is never like the first choice. And like, she said in this episode, like she has never really had friends before. Like she dead ass has never had a friend before. Actually, she's had one, but it's not like Theo's never been good with people her own age. Like she's always been like kept separate or distant. Like there's just a real disconnect. And I think she finds it really hard to believe that anybody would actually like her if they knew who she really was. Like if they knew anything actually about her, that they would just completely reject her. So she kind of puts on this whole like, I'm a badass all the time because like if I don't let people know who I really am, then they can't hurt me. So yeah. Then when Winix was like, I think you should tell your friends, I was like, oh, well, I guess they really are my friends. I don't know. I think there's a
that's a really beautiful moment.
Yeah.
I think there's a shift maybe coming for her to be like, oh, these people are going to actually stick around. So
that
like,
makes so much sense, the like not friends your own age thing too, and you're opening up the Winix and stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. I won't say anything else.
Did she just grow up with adults surrounding her as a young pop star? I guess I don't know if you want to.
I'm going to.
Can't give. I just want to know. I have so many questions.
I mean, I'm not going to say nothing.
She leaves us hanging.
Okay, really quick, everyone's favorite moment that comes to their mind of the last two episodes. This is like a twofer. And I'll go first and take the best moment. It was, I bet on the wrong car, Gladys. Yeah.
Wait,
that was three episodes ago.
That was three episodes ago. Oh, fuck me. All right.
So I'm going to take two of them.
Two.
You're taking two.
I'm going to eeny, meeny, miny, moe for the eject. Okay, 1, 3, 2, 4. It's a one.
That's
great.
So
and then Calix dying. That was
top 10 anime deaths for sure.
I think we were all at the table. I was like, there's no fucking way all four of these shots hit right now.
Yeah.
Like, all hit. Like,
he had
a 15 armor class.
Damn.
Oh my God.
Plus one, 16 with undercover. Damn. And everyone rolled a 16 or higher. It was a 16. It was a 16, a 17, a 19, and a 21.
Whoa.
Wow.
Like, I was like, oh, I can't. Like, they beat, they won. Like, yeah. They won. And it was huge damage from every rifle shot.
Jesus.
Yikes.
Gross.
I'm going to take the floaty backpack and what's her name? I forgot her name.
Gladys.
I was going to do that one too. God damn it. Well, no, I feel like that was good for me because I needed that moment. Trying to think of another moment now. What the fuck did we do today?
No, actually.
It's all been one day, guys. What's,
well, the past four episodes have all been one day, which is
which
is fucking crazy.
3 weeks ago, you said we were going to get through this part real snappy.
Y'all fucked it up immediately. I made it even clearer. I said, hey, out of the game, let's try to get through this today.
And I tried to get us to start with just doing vignettes of what we did that day. Yes. Remember? Because I knew this would happen. I was like, if you want to do that quick, we should just be like, we're out there and we have this scene. We're out there and we have this scene. We're out there and we have this scene.
You're so right.
This is so
You're
right. Yeah.
Instead, we all split up.
Yep.
Let's split up, gang. Ends terribly. Who could have seen it coming?
I think one of my favorite moments is just the idea of like all of the chaos that's happening while Theo is just like writing her new EP or album and just like finally reconnecting with music.
Yeah.
And like
I loved that disparity going on. Just like seeing it in my head, the cuts, just that going on.
The most traumatic shit you've ever seen.
Elevator.
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
I could see that in my head. Yeah. Like, that was really good.
Ian?
All right, Ian.
Fuck. Oh, okay. Pick hold on. Give me like 2 seconds.
Oh, he's getting into character.
I'm not getting into character. I'm fine.
I'm fine.
I'm okay. Artie's pep talk to me was a really good moment because like it also coincided with me passing like that a saving role.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, like let's climb out a little bit out of this. And it was kind of it was fun to get to play my character again.
Like, what? What's going on? Yeah.
And with that, we conclude the first listen back talk back. Because we didn't listen.
We didn't listen back.
Nobody listens.
No.
Nobody listens. Of the Looters podcast.
All right. Say something amazing to just play us out. You know, just say something inspiring.
Yeah.
I am so inspired.
Wait.
The revolution will cost many lives.
Or I just want to see a sexy man win or whatever, a handsome man win. And he did it. He did it. And I fucked his shit up.
And I fucked his shit up.
Wait, did you kill him or is he still alive?
I tased him. I only did like 3 tased
him. He's alive because he was the guy that was trying to boss other people.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, that was another one of my favorite moments when you were like, yeah, there's 4 guys outside of the door and there's this small man harassing them. Like, I was like, what? I was like, that's an amazing way. That was really funny.
All right. Later, fuckers.
Later, fuckers.